Algar Productions.
Sarcastic Voyage presents the continuing story of Contentment Corner. So let me get this straight. Zizix Jones, the woman who became mayor so she could buy the town and turn it into a cosmetics factory. The woman who claims she accidentally poisoned the reservoir because she was trying to add a pleasant almond scent to the water. The woman who dedicated her entire life to destroying Ottawa St. Corby because of a misunderstanding over a college scholarship. The woman everyone in town despised, but in all honesty was the only thing close to a role model for me growing up. Zizix Jones now lives in a mental institution and looks forward to Jello Night?
I don't know who that person you're describing is, but I haven't done any of those things.
But you just told me the thing about the Jello. You even called it jelly at first because of your absolutely ridiculous fake British accent thing. You're not from England. You grew up in this crummy town just like me.
Yes, all right. You got me on the jello, but otherwise...
None of what I just said rings a bell for you? At all?
I'm afraid not.
I can't believe it. Queen bitch of Contentment Corner.
Bitch!
Now, let's wash our language. There's nothing we can say with hurtful words that can't be said with less hurtful ones.
You there. In the... Is that a Napoleon hat?
Officially, they're called bicorns. But yes, the Napoleon hat is how you know I belong here.
But Zizix isn't wearing one.
Well, I gave her one, but she told me...
I'd be disgracing the memory of Admiral Nelson if I were to wear the hat of his sworn enemy.
Right. That. So, can I get you a hat?
You know, thanks for the offer... But I think I'll pass. I don't want to mess up my hair.
Why? Does it have a lollipop in it? My name's Toffee Fae.
Sure. Toffee Fae. The human name.
What's your name?
Quandary Lacroix. Okay, touche.
Oh no, the Admiral would not approve of you speaking French.
So were you the one going around town yelling bitch yesterday?
That sounds like something I do. I probably escaped or something.
Well, it's nice to meet you in any case.
I was a little dehydrated when I got back, so they put me on an IV. I tried to convince them to put Coke Zero in it instead of saline, but nobody ever listens to me.
I was just reminding Zizix here about, well, a lot of stuff that she and the rest of the town seems to have forgotten.
Like what?
Well, like the fact that she's actually a ghost inside of a specially designed skin suit.
Ghosts? There's no such thing as ghosts.
But there is such a thing. Ghosts, vampires, witches. My great-aunt Cathorne Zirconia was a witch. She accidentally turned herself into a horse.
Zirconia, like the sheriff?
Yes, like the sheriff.
But I thought you said your name was Lacroix.
You know, maybe I will take that Napoleon hat after all.
Oh, no, you don't. It takes hours to make one of these. I don't want you ruining it with your lollipops.
We call them lollies.
Neat.
Dad, I really need you to come out of there now. I know you're upset about what happened to Mom, and so am I, Dad. And the thing is, you're the one I would turn to for advice on how to deal with something like this. You're usually the stable one. I appreciate that you feel like you have to raise this baby alone now that Mom's gone.
Okay.
But if you're locked in there, then that means I have to raise this baby. And I realize you know this, but I feel like I should point it out anyway. Dad, I'm only 18. I got sectionals coming up, and I don't think Coach would appreciate me bringing a newborn to practice. Shh, I know. Dr. Lakenier seems to have abandoned us, but there have to be more people working in this hospital who can help us. There have to be.
Alright, ladies, I know you all get very excited about the 3 o'clock opening of the window, and I apologize for my lateness. We have a bit of a situation downstairs.
You have a bit of a situation here too, Dr. Lakenier.
How's that?
did you know that Zizzix Jones has no recollection of any of the stuff that she's famous for?
I'm sorry, remind me again what she's famous for? Is she on one of those reality shows or something?
No, she got in a long, drag-out fist fights with Ottawa St. Corby.
You sure that's not a reality show?
She blew up a Mustache Charlie's.
Mustache Charlie, 1, 2, 3.
She very famously bought your house while you were working a shift at the hospital and threw all your stuff on your lawn.
I'm pretty sure I'd remember that one.
You don't?
Well, no, because it didn't happen.
Of course it happened. My teachers, my parents, all my parents' friends and friends' parents, they all went on and on about the legendary Zizzix Jones and all the horrible things she did to... well, everyone, I guess.
Okay. But do you have any actual evidence of this? Photos or newspaper clippings or...
I haven't been able to find anything yet, but I'm sure...
Listen, if you talk to any of these inmates...
Is inmates really appropriate? Surely you mean patients, right?
Six of one, half dozen of the other. Any hoodle, if you talk to any of them long enough, the crazy shit they say almost starts making sense.
That's therapy. What you're describing is therapy.
Is that what therapy is?
Is there really no actual psychiatrist on the premises here?
Nope.
I don't understand why you sound proud of this.
My point is, Zizzix Jones came in here raving about being a resurrected ghost in a skin suit. She talked about what it was like being in hell for 30 years. She had a lot to say about time travel.
I admit that all of that would sound crazy in any other town, but...
I had no idea where she was getting all this stuff from, but then I realized that we let them listen to the radio in here.
So?
So, we only get one radio station in this town.
Sure. SVFM. That's the tower out the window, past the cornfields. I interned there one summer.
Well, about 5 years ago, their parent company cut them off, said there was no profit in rural terrestrial radio. But they also didn't feel like coming out to the middle of nowhere to reclaim their assets.
I didn't hear about that. What happened?
All the other on-air talent found other work. Except one.
Line 6, you're on the air.
Aaron, this is Chupacabra. I just want to say that we're all very proud of you. Also...
Well, Chupacabra said trans rights and... then a bunch of stuff I didn't understand. And I never will until that fucking Duolingo owl starts offering cryptid options.
That show, which used to run only in the middle of the night, is on pretty much 24/7 now. And since it talks about conspiracies and Bigfoots or whatever...
Aaron Fawcett? When I worked there, it was for Aaron.
Now, mustn't dead name.
Well, I guess if you had to be lucid about anything, it's kind of sweet that it's this... Huh, I wonder if that's who I met at the wedding in the red dress.
And the ridiculous big floppy red hat? Yeah, that's her. People occasionally see her around town wearing the most stunningly absurd outfits you can imagine.
Good for her.
Yes, well, we're all very proud of her. But to my original point, that show of hers is as fucking nuts as it ever was.
I still feel like you could choose your words better here in this mental institution.
I think having that on all the time put those ideas into Zizzy's head. And sure enough, when we took away her radio privileges, that talk dried up pretty fast.
But a lot of that stuff is real. How does no one remember any of this?
Listen, if you keep talking like that, you might find yourself here with a lot more time to talk to Zizzix Jones. Because you would be institutionalized here with her.
Yes, I got that. Thanks.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I should probably check in on that situation downstairs.
He didn't even open the window. It really is a highlight of our day.
I know I'm not crazy.
Of course you're not. Otherwise, you'd be wearing a Napoleon hat.
Some of that stuff may have been anecdotal, but there's no way every adult in my life made up stories about supernatural stuff happening. Stories that were completely consistent with other stories from people they'd never met.
You mean like stories about cat theft?
What are you...
Cat theft.
I do love how when I don't understand what you're saying, you just repeat it in hopes that I'll get it the second time you say it.
Really? You love that? Are we falling in love?
What's cat theft? Are you talking about, like, cat burglars?
No, you idiot. I mean, like, people stealing cats.
But why would they do that?
Because cats are great?
I mean, yeah, I guess. But they're also a pretty plentiful resource. I would think there are more cats available for adoption than there are people willing to adopt them.
And yet, people still steal cats.
I don't see how that could possibly be true, but also I see absolutely no value in arguing with you about it.
Yay, I win.
If nobody remembers all the spooky stuff that happened in this town for whatever reason, then Zizix, by all accounts, an actual ghost, might be the only one who could actually convince them.
I do apologize, miss. A little of what you're saying seems vaguely familiar, but I get awfully confused these days for some reason.
Oh, that's because of the pills.
Which pills?
They give us lots of pills. I started a spotter's guide to keep track of them all.
I have to say, that sounds like a pretty boring way to pass the time.
There's no such thing as boring.
And now we're back to why bother arguing.
I win again, 2-0.
Now, what's this about Zizik's medication?
Well, she was admitted for paranoid schizophrenia, borderline personality disorder, and possibly dementia. So, of course, she gets 3 blues, a yellow, and an orange.
Of course.
But she also gets 2 whites.
What are the whites?
Well, that's a funny thing. I've never seen whites before. And I've been in and out of places like this my whole life.
You don't say.
And they're these gigantic elephant pills, too.
Oh, I get it. Like horse pills, but even bigger?
No, they're called elephant pills. Because they're made of ivory. That's what makes them white.
Obviously.
They only give her those whites a couple times a week, just around the time she starts forming more coherent sentences. They really take the wind out of her sails in a hurry.
That sounds awful.
Psychiatric care is still a very young science, and there's so much we don't understand about the brain, particularly at a neurochemical level.
Wow, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
But all of that being said, it is awful.
I wish there was something we could do about it.
Pa-ba! Wish granted.
Did you just say pa-ba?
I did.
Instead of ta-da?
No, I meant to say pa-ba.
Let's just go ahead and say you're 3-0 on me not arguing with you.
Done and done. Undefeated champion.
But what did you mean, wish granted?
Oh, getting people off their meds is really easy right now. Some big out-of-town university is running some clinical trials and they're swapping out sugar pills for the real thing all the time. Most of the patients don't notice, which I guess is the point. But to trained eyes like mine, they're pretty easy to spot.
So, how do we...
You just need our guardian to sign one of these.
A supermarket bingo card from 1988?
No, not that. I'm saving that. I mean this.
Official medication change form. How did you get this?
I'm a nurse here.
What, seriously?
No. I just stole it. I like to steal things. You should probably check your pockets before you go.
Thanks, Sheriff. He is still locked in there, but he's gone quiet for now. I think he wore himself out. No, he's definitely still in there. I can hear the occasional deep sigh followed by soft weeping, so... I guess there's no immediate hurry, but I would appreciate if you could make it down here as soon as you can. Right, thanks, Sheriff.
Croak! Pliot! Bleep, beep, 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 beep.
Wait, were we still doing bird noises? Or was it rodents this week? I told you before that I don't know what a calm rodent sounds like. I'm only familiar with the noises they make when we spray perfume in their eyes.
Oh, hi.
Hi yourself. I didn't expect to find you here. I've a quick errand to run upstairs, but when I'm finished we could find an empty room and go... play doctor?
I'm kind of dealing with a situation here right now.
I told you when we began this... When we began this illicit affair that, whilst the idea of a paramour who's also a strapping young high school athlete is appealing, I would tolerate none of the drama that typically accompanies such people.
This isn't exactly high school drama. My mom died giving birth and...
Nope, don't care.
My dad has locked himself in that...
Absolutely not interested.
Don't you even want to meet my new sibling?
Oh, is that who this is? Yes, hello. Charmed to make your acquaintance. Not much of a talker.
Yeah, they usually aren't at this age.
So is this your brother or your sister?
I don't know! Nobody told me that. Now I'm too scared to check. All I know about babies is how important it is to support their heads, and I am terrified of getting something wrong. I haven't set this baby down for 3 hours. My arms are so tired. You think you could hold them for just a minute while I go to the bathroom at least?
Absolutely not. I refuse to be pulled into your drama, and I'm leaving now.
Okay, but...
I'll try you again in a day or two. And if you could work on being less of a boner killer between now and then, I'd very much appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. I'll work on that.
Oh, Miss Jones. Here to see your mother, I assume?
A doctor who solves mysteries. They should give you an entire 3-episode series on the BBC.
Oh, yeah, I guess their TV shows do have pretty short seasons. And they call them series? Boy, England is very different from America.
Was there something I could do for you, Dr. Lakenia?
I was just wondering when I could expect my next check.
Yes, I'll be sure to check in with my mother about that. Thank you, Doctor. That will be all. We'll discuss this later.
Good enough. I'm gonna go have a smoke then.
Yes, you do that. Oh, Miss LaCroix, was it? Are you a patient here? That haircut makes a lot more sense in this new context.
No, I'm just here visiting Zizix.
Because you have such an interest in her?
Yes, that's right.
It's such a pity that my dear, sweet mother has been institutionalized.
Nice use of the passive voice. I'm a writer.
What an absolute treasure the literary community must have in you.
Thank you.
What exactly was your point?
I left town after graduation to pursue my passion, but now I've come back to write a book about...
I meant your positively pedantic comment about the passive voice.
Oh. You said your mother had been institutionalized, which rather neatly sidesteps the fact that you're the one who put her in here.
Americans really shouldn't say rather. They haven't the knack for it.
Just answer the question.
I didn't realize you'd asked me one.
Now who's being pedantic?
Oh, there's one. Me. The answer is me.
Are you the one who had Zizix committed?
Well, I called the men with the giant butterfly nets when it became clear she wasn't going to stop raving about being a werewolf or whatever.
Ghost. She's a ghost. She died in 1987 and got pulled back to the mortal plane 30 years later.
Are you certain you don't belong in this institution? Because you sound almost as crazy as she does.
We don't use that word.
Which word? Oh, crazy? You're right, of course. I should have said mad or... Oh, daft. Yes, daft would have been a much more British choice.
Why are you here, Gornadetto?
Well, not that it's any business of yours, even if you are writing a book, but I've come to have Mother sign off on this latest campaign for Zizix Cosmetics. Now, Mother... You'll no doubt recall our early attempts to soften the image of blatant cruelty you created in the early days. We'd hoped that approach would help us compete more directly with the wholesome corporate profile of St. Corby soap.
St. Corby?
Yes, Mother. St. Corby. Good. Only the focus groups did not respond well to this at all. The Zizix brand has always been known for its savagery and malice, which led us to this.
You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, and you can't make high-quality, all-natural cosmetics without murdering a few bunnies. Or maybe you can, but where's the fun in that?
Oh, are you still here?
Is this a real rabbit skull in the picture?
Oh, you've no idea how many dozens of theirs we had to go through until we found exactly the right one. Oh, but do be certain to read the tagline. That's what pulls the entire piece together.
Nothing looks as good as evil feels...
Magnificent, isn't it?
People actually want this?
Any given corporation puts far more negative into the world than positive, but they all like to pretend that they don't. I think people prefer the honesty of this approach. Or maybe they think we're being ironic. I don't really care when it comes down to it. The point is, they'll give us money.
Money?
Very good, Mother. Now, if you just sign there, there, oh, and don't forget there... And be sure to give the pen back when you've finished. I don't need to be implicated in another stabbing, thank you very much.
You're seriously putting her face on something that openly brags about all these horrible things.
Oh, stop clutching your pearls about this. I overheard you when I came in gushing about how you admired the old girl for all the awful things she's meant to have done.
That's different.
Really, dear? In what way? Look, you're obviously pondering this question very deeply, but I've an empire to run. Do send me an email with the answer if you ever manage to work one out.
What's your email address?
Now, how would I know something like that? This is what I pay an assistant for. That reminds me, I must work on finding a new assistant. Right, well, this concludes our business, Miss Lacroix. Seeing you is never a pleasure.
If you meant for that to be a compliment, it didn't quite land.
Oh, were you under the impression I liked you? Or that I was under any perceived obligation to be kind to you? You have seen the ad campaign.
Listen, before you go...
What now?
I know you're busy.
Excruciatingly so.
But this is a very small thing, and it won't take a moment of your time.
Go on.
I've been here for most of the afternoon talking to Zizix.
I'm Zizix.
Yes, well done, Mother.
And she's... Well, she's unhappy.
She is in a mental institution.
You got me there. But it turns out a big part of her unhappiness stems from something extremely minor. A tiny annoyance, but one she endures every day. And it's just wearing her down, like having a rock in your shoe.
Why on earth would anyone want a rock in their shoe?
Exactly my point. Only the rock in question is the vegetable medley.
The vegetable medley?
That's right. It's a side dish with all the meals they serve here, and it contains lima beans, which she absolutely cannot stand. Again, it seems insignificant, but it's kind of a cumulative thing.
Uh-huh. Can't she just pick them out?
Well, they're very insistent that the inmates here finish everything that's put in front of them. She's tried to tell them she doesn't want the lima beans.
I like lima beans.
No, Zizix. We talked about this. You don't like lima beans, remember?
Oh, I suppose I don't, then.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Well, you're her legal guardian while she's in here. If you sign this paper saying she had an allergy to lima beans, they'd stop serving them.
You want me to sign this piece of paper?
Yep, that's all I want.
And then you'll stop this ceaseless nattering about lima beans.
Nothing would please me more.
Fine. There. Happy now?
Indescribably.
Well, it doesn't take much with some people. Right then, I'm off. Goodbye, Mother.
I don't know you.
Yes, well, perhaps next time.
You did it.
I did it.
I really thought she had you, and Zizix said that.
About liking lima beans, I know.
I do quite like them, you know.
Listen, if this plan actually works, things are going to start being a lot more clear for you soon. And if... somehow, impossibly, you still like lima beans when that happens, I will bring you a gallon of them.
Promise?
Sure, Zizix. Not only do I promise, but I pinky swear.
Ooh, that's how you know she's serious. A pinky swear is legally binding.
Sure it is. All right, I'm going to take this down to the pharmacy on my way out. I'll be back in a few days to see how you're doing.
If you pass the maternity ward on the way out, see if you can get me pictures of any new arrivals. Our baby fighting ring needs fresh blood. Baby blood.
Sure. Bye for now.
Oh, Miss Lacroix, you're still here?
You sound surprised, Doctor. Am I here past visiting hours?
Hmm? Oh, I have no idea when visiting hours are in this place.
Aren't you in charge of this place?
Yeah, technically, I guess. But I was surprised because people usually don't want to spend this much time among the basket cases.
Wow, I feel like there are half a dozen more sensitive ways you could have said that.
Yeah, probably.
Hang on. Did you say baby fighting?
That's not something Zizix said to you, is it?
No, but I wasn't talking to Zizix.
Then who were you talking to?
The other one. Toffee Faye. Mousy brown hair, glasses, thinks you can hydrate yourself by drinking Diet Coke.
We don't have any patient like that.
But if that's true, then who have I been... Wait a minute. Zizix never spoke to her this whole time. And neither did Gornadetto. Was she just a figment of my...
Oh, unless you mean that woman over there playing checkers with herself. The one with the mousy brown hair and glasses. The one that's waving at both of us right now.
It was Coke Zero, not Diet Coke.
My mistake! You're not very good at this job, are you?
Eh.
And that's why I really like it when dogs bite people.
I believe that may be something we have in common, my friend.
We are friends, aren't we, Zizix? Ooh, speaking of friends, the new patient is here. Hello, over here. I'm Toffee Faye, and this is Zizix Jones.
Charmed.
And you? What's your name? Hello? Anybody home? Oh, wow, I know that look. They've got him on the purples. Well, don't you worry. We can all just sit quietly if that's what makes you most comfortable. But you have to wear your Napoleon hat. The hat is not optional. Now then, I was just asking your name to be polite. But they told us all about you and all about the sad things that happened to you. Zezix, do you know Mr. St. Corby?
St. Corby? St. Corby.
Season 4, Episode 2 of Contentment Corner featured Christy Brannan as Quandary Lacroix, Leah Friars as Gornadetto Jones, Brian Lynch as Geode St. Corby, Kara O'Connor as Zizix Jones, Joseph Ravenson as Dr. Chag Lakener, Maggie Robotham as Aaron Fawcett, Amanda Smith as Toffee Faye, and Ron Algar Watt as Chupacabra. It was written and directed by Ron Algar Watt for Algar Productions, copyright 2024.